longer be Jacob, he said. It will be Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him, Please tell me your name. But he answered, Why do you ask my name? And he blessed him there. Jacob then named the place Peniel, for, he said, I have seen God face to face, and I have been delivered.
So Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name was changed by God to Israel, are the first three generations of the promised nation, the nation of Israel. Jacob had 12 sons. Joseph was the youngest and Jacob's favorite. His story is one you should know, but we'll have to save it for another time because it was Joseph's brother Judah from whom we trace Jesus' family tree. Judah was the fourth son of Jacob. He was not the oldest. Nor could he always be trusted to make the best decisions. Judah was even the brother who suggested they sell young Joseph into slavery. But still, God chose Judah for the privilege of being the next in line in the genealogy of Jesus. Who was next, and how was he born? That may surprise you. Listen to Genesis chapter 38.
At that time, Judah left his brothers and settled near an Adullamite named Hira. There Judah saw the daughter of a Canaanite named Shua. He took her as a wife and slept with her. She conceived and gave birth to a son, and he named him Ur. She conceived again, gave birth to a son, and named him Onan. She gave birth to another son and named him Shelah. It was at Chesib that she gave birth to him. Judah got a wife for Ur, his firstborn, and her name was Tamar. Now Ur, Judah's firstborn, was evil in the Lord's sight, and the Lord put him to death.
So with his wife, Judah had three sons. Ur, spelled E-R, was the oldest. But the Lord put Ur to death, which meant that Ur's wife Tamar was without a husband. Judah wasn't sure what to do with his daughter-in-law Tamar. He told her that maybe later on she would be a good wife for his youngest son, Shelah. In the meantime, Judah told Tamar to go stay with her father in the city of Timnah and continue to dress in widow's clothing.
Then Judah said to his daughter-in-law Tamar, Remain a widow in your father's house until my son Shelah grows up. For he thought, he might die too, like his brother. So Tamar went to live in her father's house.
As the story continues, Judah's wife dies, and after a while, Judah goes on a trip with his friend to Timnah. In that same town, Tamar begins to realize that Judah has broken his promise and will never send his third son to be her husband. Tamar wants a baby so much that when Judah arrives, she disguises herself and tricks her father-in-law into sleeping with her.